Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you. One way or the other, the enemy's going to find a way to mess with us, and we better be armed and ready. So say more about that.
Honestly, I'm very honest about that. I was like, are you out of your mind? In fact, my editor at Bethany House said, are you sure you're ready for this? You know, and I said, well, you know what? It's like, well, you know this, Susie, as a writer, you don't get to choose the personality of the baby you birth. It's like there's this baby in you and it has to be birthed. That's the way I've described this gift God's given me to write. And so that was, but it also is, I'm so passionate that we will realize that we were created to be warriors, and there's absolutely nothing that the enemy can bring against us that can overwhelm the God who is in us. And here's where I'm more confident today than I was even when Spiritual Warfare for Women first came out in 2011. I'm so much more confident because I've been in the trenches. Yeah. I've gotten messy. I've gotten dirty. I've been in those dark nights where I'm like, Lord, come through for me. I have wrestled with Jacob and God, you know, in besides those creek beds, and God has come through for me. But not only has he come through for me in taking care of what I thought the devil was stealing and destroying in my life, God has not only brought that back, but he has also trained me and brought me to new depths of understanding of his wisdom and his love and his power. Susie, he's stripped away from me those pharisaical tendencies that I had because I grew up in the church where I put even people in a box. And I wouldn't have confessed this, but I discovered that I found out, well, if a person does this, 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 and this, then they are a person I can trust. But I've learned to let that strip away and realize I was even taught there's saved people and there are lost people in the world today. Well, there are those who know Jesus and there are those who don't. But I don't think the Lord means for us to categorize one another. He just says there are people in the world today. There are those who are all on different paths of a journey, and it's our goal to help them take the next step toward Jesus, no matter who they are. And I don't know, it's just that's such a piece of what the Lord has taught me, is just to go rub elbows and let life get messy and trust God, because the rich reward, and I wrote this sentence in Spiritual Warfare for Women, every attack from the enemy brings with it a divine invitation from the hand and the heart of God to know by experience what love, and I capitalize love as a person, what love does. You see, every time the enemy attacks us, we have the opportunity to say, okay, here's what it is, Lord. Show me what you want to do with this. Show me how you want me to posture myself in this. Begin to demonstrate your power and your love on the platform of my life as I walk through this ordeal faithfully.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.